Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me, as always, my co-host, Tone.
Hello, boys.
Welcome back, Tone. And, as always, our moderator, AJ.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Welcome back as well. And we have ourselves a super fun episode on tap for this evening. But before I get into anything, I'm just going to let everybody know we are recording as of 6:20 p.m. on a Tuesday, because it's going up on a Tuesday. All right, I'm sorry, everybody. Other than that, we thank you. So we're talking the U.S. Open Championship, or I'm sorry, the British Open Championship is this weekend. Another major on tap. We got our DraftKings. We have a special guest coming and hanging out with us. He has his DraftKings as well. Stay tuned for that. We're also talking NBA Finals. Bucks just got one back on the Suns. We had discussed last week's episode. Tone had mentioned since the Suns were up 2-0, were the Bucks in trouble? He said they the Bucks had a chance. I said it was over. So We'll see what happens. That game is tomorrow night as of what we're recording now. Hopefully we can get this out on Apple and Spotify for you guys before that tip-off. If not, you'll know that we're recording a little early, so you can't knock us whatsoever. So, other than that, AJ, do you want to run us down with what's going on tonight?
Yeah, first and foremost, I have to open up my little segment with a shout-out. Shout-out to 1899 Golf. We're making some strides. This is going to be episode 39. But we're still new at this, and I appreciate the partnership with 1899. I'm looking forward to Brian coming on, and it makes the majors that are already fun even more exciting. So looking forward to the DraftKings. Last week we talked UFC. Did you guys have a chance to watch the fights Saturday?
I personally did not have the opportunity to watch the fights. Me being at the age that I am, I had to get myself my beauty sleep. So I unfortunately missed it, but I did catch the fights the next day on my cellular device. So I got some knowledge of it.
I did get a chance to watch them. So it was easy to step. It was easy to step at first. It got a little tough to get to the main event, which didn't turn out to be worth it. But
no,
it was a fun card.
Yeah, it was fun. Shout out to anyone who faded me as I suggested, because, man, yikes.
I do want to have a – I have to shout out my own unfortunate event this Saturday.
What
so
got?
I did a DK for UFC. I entered into a $3 double up.
Nice.
I thought I was entering like a $3 contest. I did a $3 double up.
The worst.
I came in first place by a milestone, and I got
how much
six,
did you win?
6 for 6 on my fights right, and I won $3.
Nice.
So it was a really – thank you.
I'm giving them out today.
That's all I can do. Yeah, that really helps, because I was disgusted and appalled. But nonetheless, it was fun to watch the fights. I really enjoyed it. Unfortunately, the main event was a little rough, but I thought there was a ton of entertaining fights, and just it was a good card overall.
Yeah, the best fight of the night had to be my guy Bam Bam knocking out Greg Hardy and just doing 4 to 5 shooies.
That was beautiful. Shoes with hot sauce. Shoes from fans.
Yeah, so speaking of him, I did find myself in a parlay that night.
Okay.
I did have Shoey Man. I also had Gilbert Burns, who happened to be the underdog, which surprised me. And after the whole entire AJ shit show last week, I had to take Poirier. So I did go. I did hit my three-leg parlay, however you want to say it. And
good for you.
I didn't win any money, obviously. It was just entertainment purposes only. But, yeah, so I feel bad for your DraftKings. If you're a DraftKings player, stay away from double ups. It's absolutely not worth your money. If you put it in a baller-ass lineup, you're going to double up. I mean, give me a break.
Tenfold,
so,
at least.
Yeah, so definitely avoid the double ups. Make sure you check the title of that event or lobby you're joining. Definitely stay away from double ups. Good. Thanks for taking one for the team, Tone.
Yeah, nice lesson.
Yep.
So we have the NBA Finals Game 4 tomorrow night. And as mentioned, Phoenix leads the series 2-1. Milwaukee looks to close out their homestead in hopes of tying the series 2-2, while Phoenix is hoping to take one on the road and close it out back at home. For this game 4, we have the Suns, which are +4 at Milwaukee. The over-under for this game is 220.5.
Yeah, so it's interesting final so far. You know, the Suns went up 2-0. We talked about this last week, and, you know, like I had mentioned to my co-host Nate, that all they did is win home court. So they really just kept their serve. That's all they
did. What
they
were supposed to do.
That's exactly what they're supposed to do. So I still like them to win the series, but I never thought the Bucks were out of it necessarily. So it's nice to see Giannis back and healthy. And Giannis has actually became only the third player to have back-to-back 40-point double-doubles in the finals. Any guesses of who those other elite company might be, gentlemen?
Well, I guess my first instinct is to say, since you're asking, I'm going to say LeBron.
Ding, ding, ding. That's correct.
Okay, so my heart's kind of leaning me towards maybe like Kevin Durant in his OKC days.
Ooh.
Maybe even Russell Westbrook back then.
But think about a guy who's been in the finals a little more.
Yeah, I'm thinking like a little more back in the day. Maybe like, maybe, I don't know, Shaq? Or,
yes, sir.
Yeah? Okay.
There it is. Good job, gentlemen.
Oh, okay. Definitely. Nice, dude.
Two for two.
That's elite company. We really love to see that. I feel like the Bucks really took advantage of the Suns' small ball, and it really kind of allowed Giannis to go off in game 3. So it was interesting. We'll see how it plays out. One thing I do want to talk, I know the Suns lost, but my God, did you guys see Cam Johnson's dunk?
Oh.
Ooh wee, that was beautiful.
Sheesh.
Over PJ Tucker, yikes!
Yeah, and that—I mean, PJ Tucker is a brick wall. This dude's arms are bigger than my future. Like,
right.
I mean, he—it was ridiculous.
And a little known fact about Pete—well, it is widely known, but if you're not a huge NBA guy, PJ Tucker is—he's a role player at best. You know, maybe a sixth man on certain teams, but he has the best shoe collection in the NBA. So
really?
He has an extensive collection of sneakers, exclusive ones, high-value sneakers. That's one little thing. All the NBA players know that about him.
Okay.
And I've heard that other places, too. But it's interesting. A lot of the common fans don't know that because he's not a big star, big name there. But I think the difference in Game 3 came down to, you know, the small ball approach is one thing, but DeAndre Ayton got into foul trouble in Game 3. Only played 24 minutes. So this was a huge factor to me. I don't know if that will happen again, but we noticed when DeAndre Ayton went out, we already know his backups hurt. Frank had to come in. It got a little tough there.
Yeah,
so
it sucks.
It was rough. Books struggled. He shot 3-for-14 from the field, 1-for-7 from three, only 60% from the free throw line. I don't know if that will happen again as well. I still like the Suns to win this series. I don't want to pick the side because I think the Bucks could definitely win, you know, hold up that home court. I think I'm going to go with the over 220.5. This game, you know, this series went under. I know there will be some defensive adjustments, but it got to 220 last game. I think the Suns will find a way to score more. I think the Bucks at home will at least come out and put up 110 points, 112 points. I think the Suns can do the same. So I'm going to go ahead and take that over 220.5.
Yeah, so I know the Bucks have just won. They're only 2-1, and they're obviously favored in this second game. But it seems like the growing trend is that the Suns are going to come out of it and get the ring. I'm going to give you guys a name that would not make this final so obvious. Dante DiVincenzo. If he was healthy and playing, I think this series is a whole new ball game. If you have him coming in off the bench, when you got guys like Jrue Holiday, Chris Middleton, Brook Lopez really needs to step up. He's a veteran presence. He can shoot the three with any of them as a big. So I think if Dante DiVincenzo was in the series, I think we're talking 7 games and an absolute barn burner of a series. And I think the Bucks actually win. But and that's not a huge name either. So that's just kind of crazy for me to throw out. If he was in, I think this is a way closer series. I think the Bucks go down 3-1. Tomorrow night, I think Devin Booker ends up breaking out of that little mini slump. He's way better player than that. I think Monty Williams is a great head coach. And like Tone was saying, getting DeAndre out of foul trouble is probably the most important thing they need right now. And I think the Bucks end up losing. And I think it's Suns in five. Obviously, Giannis shot the free throws way better. But it's also easier to shoot free throws when you don't have 30,000 people or however many people can be in the arena screaming, one, two, three. I mean, that is bizarre, and I love it. I love every piece of it. I had missed the fan interaction. I will never forget that first game LeBron was back after he went to Miami. I won't even disclose some of the things they were chanting at LeBron in Cleveland, but I love the fan aspect of it. I think Dante DiVincenzo is a huge piece that's missing. I think the Suns end up getting it done in five.
Okay, so you like the Suns tomorrow.
I do.
They are, the money line for the Suns is plus 160 for anyone who likes the Suns to win tomorrow.
I'm all over that. But then again, I said the same thing. What was it, game one? So.
All right, we have the British Open Championship this week. We talked about it. It's the fourth of four majors, and it's going to be played at the Royal St. George's Golf Club. It's going to be starting Thursday, and we have the previous winner. It was in 2019 due to COVID. So 2019, we have Shane Lowry, who actually hit a 15-under, and the British Open that year was played at Royal Portrush. I think that's how you say it. What do you guys think?
I'll give you it.
All right, cool. We'll give that to me. So we already mentioned we're going to do some DraftKings, and we're going to have Brian from 1899 come on and do a DraftKings with us. And real quick, just a quick plug, speaking of 1899, I saw that they actually have added the 2021 version of Royal St. George Golf Course at 1899.
Shout out.
So if you watch this weekend and you think, man, that looks like a fun course or it looks like a tough course, it's just a very short drive away, and you could be playing at Royal St. George Golf Course.
Two locations, Canton and Cleveland.
Yes, sir.
So go ahead and peep that, local fans.
So what I wanted to ask you guys, obviously we're big prop guys. We love prop bets, future bets. Is there any prop bets that really strike your guys' fancy that you'll be locking in this weekend by chance?
There's two I really like.
Okay.
The first one is my Aussie. You might hear me talking about him later
Aussie,
but
Oi.
He's a tough player. He's a tough contender. His odds are plus 300 to be in the top 20. Ooh. And I can't pass that up. So I will take Cameron Smith, top 20, plus 300. Another one I really like. This guy could win it. I definitely think he has a great chance to be in the top 10. But I'm going to take him top 20 as well. And that's Louis Oosthuizen.
Oos.
He could potentially win it all. We'll see how he plays, but he's not on my DraftKings. I couldn't really afford to fit him in there, but I do think he'll have a solid performance, and I'll take him. His odds were plus 125 to be in the top 20.
Okay.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of fun prop bets for this this weekend's event. There's things such as the highest tournament round or the highest round one score, and those are both at 85.5. And me, myself, I've been an avid golfer. I think this is my fifth year. I'm not even sniffing 85.5, so I would personally go over on those, but I'm not putting my name to that. What I am going to put my name towards is I'm also going to jump on the top 20 bandwagon, and I like my guy Corey Connors at plus 375. He's the best iron player in the whole entire tour, and I think Corey Connors goes ahead, maybe even gets himself a top 15. I'm not going to stretch too far, but I also like that this is crazy odds. There's going to be a playoff to win this thing featuring three or more players. I think this major, since it's the, is this the last of the year, correct?
Yes, sir.
I think this is going to be so tight and so closely knit. I'm going to take yes, and that is plus 1,200. That is an extremely great value pick. Go ahead and write that down. Put it in the doc. Put it on Instagram. Put it on your refrigerator. I am thinking that it's going to be a playoff of three or more people, and the no is minus 3,300. And maybe let me break that down for you if you're a new listener. That if there is not a three-player playoff at the end, you would have to bet $3,300 just to win $100. But if you listen to host Nate, very handsome, smart feller, he says it's 12 plus 1200, and that means you put $100 to win $1200. Just to kind of remind you guys how the whole betting world works. Obviously for entertainment purposes only. So those are the two props that I am super high on. And we have Brian from 1899 Indoor Golf. If you remember him, I'm sure you do. You were one of our most listened to episodes. So Brian, wow. Welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. I guess we have some fans out there. That's pretty cool to hear.
Yeah, no, it was super exciting to see the numbers on that episode. And unfortunately, we are missing his co-host, JM. Be safe in Chicago. Shout out to you. But since you're gone, we got to get stuff done, Brian. And we appreciate
you. Yeah, but, you know, he's the better looking one. And, you know, he's the male model. So he might have driven a lot of those numbers. I think a lot of the ladies from the Midwest were tuning in to hear JM. So we'll see if we perform as well without him.
I don't know. I think we could take a step above it, and I don't know. I'll love the JM, but we have ourselves a major this week, and it's kind of crazy timing. Do you see some of these tee times real quick?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite majors. I'd probably put the Masters first, but I like the Open Championship second. Mostly because it's kegs and eggs, man. It's wake up early. Golf is on. You don't have to wait all day for the leaders to tee off. I mean, I love it. And you finish the tournament and you still have most of your day left. So it's it allows for a lot of multitasking. You can get a lot done.
No, yeah, I agree. I am a big kegs and eggs guy. Love St. Patrick's Day, all that. I think I checked the TV schedule and it's on throughout the day if you have the Golf Channel, but a lot of these events, they don't come on till Saturday and Sunday, or they're coming on at 4 p.m. So I agree. I love this timing, and we're early birds.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's especially now I got a young daughter, I got a new puppy. So I'm up at 4 a.m. anyway. Now it's an excuse to run downstairs and put on the Open
and crack a beer. That's perfect.
Hey, there you go.
But so we have, and I know you do as well, a DraftKings that we were just talking about, and we're already all four of us are in the same little contest here, and easy to tell. But I think you're gonna get one back on us. I don't know. I have a weird feeling.
We'll see. We'll see. I mean, it's bold that you guys are actually gonna accept the free party when your highest place was like seventh overall. So, I mean, granted, I was like 13th. So you did technically, on a technicality, you beat me, but it's not like we had anybody place over there or cash.
But, hey, if you guys didn't come in the bottom three spots, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to take this. But, man, I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, that was quite interesting. I kind of wish we stayed. I'm sure you guys have it somewhere to look back at those teams and where we went wrong, but. there was a lot of carnage. I think there was a lot of guys that missed a cut, a lot of top guys that missed a cut.
Oh yeah, like, yeah, easy. But our guy Bezanenu, he stayed alive,
dude. He's solid.
Well, we might I might who knows. I'm not gonna or say anything more about my guy. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and let you kick it off. You got your most paid guy, your most expensive guy on DraftKings.
Yeah, let me see here. Is this going to still record as I exit out and go into the app?
Yep, we still got you.
All right, cool. Well, let's open it up here and get going. I'll kick it off. We'll start with a couple, or with an American here, my highest guy. It feels like since the Players Championship, winning that, which some people would call the fifth major. He's been cold. He's been quiet. He's you know, top 20 at the U.S. Open, but 19th, nothing to write home about for him. But I'm going to go JT here. He did go over early. He played in the Scottish Open last week, had a nice finish, nice top 10, came in eighth. Started off with a 65, ended with a 65. So I like it. He's over there. He's eating his tea and crumpets. He's getting used to the culture. He's getting ready for it. So I'm going to go JT at 9,600.
I like it. That's a good pick. I mean, you really can't go wrong with him, honestly. I'm going to go with a guy who's not getting quite as much love lately, and naturally so, but he's one of the few players that have actually played this course before. So although his performance has been down recently, I got to take Dustin Johnson.
Okay.
He's $10,400. He's my most expensive guy. I know he's been down, but he's just a solid golfer. So I got to take him in that spot.
Wow. Interesting pick. Interesting.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So I'm going to just go ahead and start off by piggybacking Brian. I am going with Justin Thomas to start off my team.
Ooh, JT.
Number three golfer in the world, and he's number eight on the DK. So I like the value that you're getting with Justin Thomas. Pretty much like you said, I just really have a good feeling about JT this week. I think he's going to perform well. And while I'm not sure if he's going to finish in first, when you spend $9,600 on DraftKings, I do expect a top five to top 10 finish. And I think that's what he's going to bring me.
Yeah. So you guys are going under the five digits. I'm going to keep it right there, and I'm going to take my favorite golfer, and that's Xander Schauffele. And I just think he's, in my opinion, top five golfer in the world right now. I think he's a brand new dad. I'm not completely sure. I do follow my guy on Instagram, but I do play with my heart on the lineups I put on the episode, and that's why I win in seventh place. So I just think it's my heart. It just it gets me enough. So I'm gonna take Xander Schauffele with my first pick, 10,000. What do you think? I like Brian?
It. I like it. I like Xander a lot. Actually, I had him in my lineup, and I made a change here. I dropped him, and I wanted to save a little coin, so I dropped down to 9,300. Going to South Africa, a man who just performed extremely well at the U.S. Open, has finished top 10 in 50% of his last eight tournaments, second at the PGA, second at the U.S. Open. I can't not go with Louis Oosthuizen. Always seems to perform in the biggest tournaments. So I also think that if you ever saw Louis Oosthuizen at like Home Depot, you would never in a million years think that guy was a professional anything.
I would ever see him at Home Depot.
Actually, I think he owns like a 400 acre like cattle farm or something, something crazy like that. But Louis, yeah, I'm going Louis. I'm going with the tried and true, and he's won it before, so. I like the experience too.
I love that pick. I took him as a prop bet. We did that right before we did our DraftKings. I took him, finished top 20. I love it. It was plus odds. Love that pick.
He was plus odds for top 20.
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah. I think there was only four guys that were in the minuses, and that was Rahm, Schauffele,
Brooksy,
and the last guy slipped in my mind, but yeah, there was only four. And then I knew McIlroy was at plus 100.
Louis for plus or top 20 is plus 110 this weekend.
Yeah, I definitely like that pick.
It was 125 when I looked at it the other day.
Oh, wow.
So
even better, lock it in.
Right. Yeah, before it gets too far.
So with my second pick, I'm going to go with the guy who's been pretty consistent lately. He's played this event seven times, never missed a cut. He's playing pretty solid golf. So since his last missed cut, which was in January, he's made the cut in all of 12 of his starts. He has seven top 10s and 10 top 20s and even got a win, and that's Jordan Spieth.
Ooh.
So I'm going to go Jordan Spieth, 9,700.
Okay.
And
I like it.
We'll see how he plays this event.
Okay. For my next guy, I am going to take credit for his success this year because I feel like I grabbed him on DK before he really exploded. And now he's pretty expensive, but nonetheless, I'm going to keep rocking with him. That's the Cutmaster, Will Zalatoris. Give me my guy. He's at 8,500. It's a little bit more expensive than he has been on his last DraftKings that we've done, but I still like him. 17 top 10s, 35 out of 38 for cuts. Obviously, some of these are lesser events, but I like my guy, Will. And I'm expecting some big things from him this weekend.
No, I love that pick. I think he's super undervalued in DK, but you're going to notice a little bit of a trend with my lineup. I have a three-headed monster at the top. And my second head of this monster is the number four player in the entire world, and that's Colin Morikawa. I am so all over Colin. He's my favorite golfer other than Victor Hovland, not to spoil my next pick, but he's 9,200. He's got seven top tens and he's made 16 of his 18 cuts. And I think Colin Morikawa, he's got all the potential in the world to win this thing this year. So I think he's a steal.
I like that. Colin's real good. I mean, did he miss the cutout at the US Open? I can't remember because I know JM was loving Morikawa, and I'm not sure he ended up performing very well. But
I think he made the cut, but he was not. I mean, he was above par, I believe, the whole time.
Yeah, he was on the cusp.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. He never did anything great.
All right. Well, I will see Colin and I will raise you a Euro coming out of England. A guy, I just, the value here just seems crazy to me. 8,600, 16 of 18 cuts, eight top tens. He's got a win already this year. Plays really well on that side of the pond. My man, Paul Casey. I mean, Paul Casey.
Great pick. Very nice.
Yeah. Fourth at the PGA. Sixth at a European event, seventh at the U.S. Open. Just Mr. Consistent. I mean, he is just fantastic. So at 8,600, I'm going to roll with Paul Casey.
Yeah, that's a steal, dude.
Yeah, that's a really solid pick. With my third pick, I'm going to go with a guy that in his last three starts, he's actually missed a cut twice and he only had a T30. But before that, he had a phenomenal run. So he's one of the best putters on the tour. He's my Aussie. He's Cameron Smith at 7,800. I know he's been down lately, but I think he's a phenomenal golfer. He's a ton of potential. For $7,800, I feel like he's a steal. I like him in the top 20 as well. I don't know if he'll win it, but he was plus 300 in the top 20. So I really like that pick as well.
Okay. I like that.
I like that.
All right. So if you're familiar with myself, you know that I am I'm a very loyal guy. It's something you can always say about me. And that just takes me to my next guy, Tony Finau. I'm going to always ride with Tony Finau, no matter what DK it is. Expect AJ the moderator to have Tony Finau on his DraftKings. I can't even really give you reasons why at this point. He's just my guy. He's probably my favorite golfer. Eight top tens, 15 out of 20 for cuts. I'm expecting some pretty big things from him. He hasn't really backed me up on DraftKings yet, but I'm staying loyal and I'm expecting a top 10 finish for a payout due to my loyalty. So give me Tony Finau.
Real fast, Tony, your third guy was 7,800.
Yes, sir.
What did you do?
Took a couple heavy hitters.
My third guy is 9,100. And that's my favorite golfer of all time is Victor Hovland. Yes, I did.
How many favorite golfers do you have?
A lot of favorites.
Well, keep an eye out. Those are my three go-tos. But hear me out. Victor Hovland, I love his attitude on the course. He reminds me a lot of myself after about 15 to 28 beers. He's always having a good time. I mean, it's beautiful to watch. And I think 9,100 is also a steal. I think Xander, Colin, and Victor are my big three, like Paul Pierce, Kevin, and Ray Allen back in the day. I don't think any of you guys stand a chance against those guys. So Brian, what do you got for your fourth?
It'll be interesting how you round that out there, but yeah. I'm going, So I'm going to stick with the European trend here. My next guy, I was torn. It's between two guys. I'm hoping I'm not going to regret this. I did not go with the defending champ, Shane Lowry. I was very close. Instead, I'm going with Matthew Fitzpatrick. Coming off of a second place finish at the Scottish Open, has had some other good finishes this year. He's kind of been up and down. But he's such a good player, and I just feel like at some point he's going to break through here. So I'm hoping it's this week. But a good player who's played a lot of rounds on that side of the pond, which I also think is an advantage. So I'll go Matthew Fitzpatrick, 7,900.
I love that pick.
I also Thank love you. That pick. And I also went out of order because
I knew it.
I also took Matt Fitzpatrick. I mean, you pretty much summed it up pretty well. He has 6 top 10 finishes. He's made the cut 14 out of 19 times. He's an Englishman. I feel like he'll just feel really comfortable on his own soil. So I don't know. I love that pick. I meant to, I guess I should put him in front of Cameron Smith, but I will take Matt Fitzpatrick for 7,900.
Okay.
I knew it.
All right. So my fourth guy, it's probably my least exciting pick on my team, but that's all right. I got Adam Scott, 8,100.
Oh, great pick.
Yeah. Only one top 10, but the cool thing about Adam Scott is he's automatic for cuts. So I know that come Saturday, Sunday, my guy is going to be teeing off and hopefully he's towards the top, but no matter what, I'm going to be raking in those points when other players miss the cut. I got Adam Scott there to do that for me. 14 out of 15, and he's going to round out my 4 spot.
Yeah, so, and you guys thought I was going downhill after those 3 guys. You're wrong, because I already know my guy Brian has this guy on his lineup. Right when I say it, he's going to be like, oh, no, I do. So, at 7,400, I have Christian Bezuidenhout on my lineup. He's made every single cut this year that he's played. It's 15 for 15. He might only have that one top 10, but when you're playing DraftKings, you need these guys. You need the goal is to make all your guys or have all your guys make the cut. It's blatant because they continue the score. If you have someone miss the cut, you're done. It's over. So Christian Bezuidenhout, he is obviously fixing to make the cut. He's all day, 7,400. Give it to me all day. That's my 4 slot. What do you got, Brian? Christian?
You know, I did not. I was going to go back to the well. I was going to do it. I assume that you were going to do it.
Yeah.
I had to go elsewhere. And the only reason is I spent 7,400 too, but I felt like I just got an insane amount of value here. This guy has made 15 of 17. He's got 6 top 10s. He's got a win this year already at Pebble Beach. I'm not sure where he's ranked in the world, but I want to say he's in the top 30 or top 40 in the world. And to be 7,400, I just don't really get it. So I'll take Daniel Berger for 7,400.
Oh,
just
nice.
Like the value is crazy. I mean, he was 7th at the U.S. Open. Yeah, I don't know. I'm rolling there. 9th at the Players. I mean, this guy, he plays well in big tournaments, and he's just a really good player.
No, yeah, I agree. I actually had him on my lineup, and I end up taking him out. But I really like that pick. I think it's very solid.
He was the favorite the same last team, weekend.
Right?
Strategy.
So my 5th pick, I'm going to go with a guy who's made the cut 11 out of his last 12 times, picked up a win in Puerto Rico. He's striking the ball very well right now, so it's really hard to go against him. I know he's not a household name, but at this price point, I feel like he could come out here and show some potential at least. So I'm going with Brandon Grace at 7,200. I really hope he can come out and put together a solid performance.
The choke artist.
We'll see how it goes, but if he doesn't choke, it's all good.
Okay. Tone, let me ask you a question. Do you believe that lightning can strike in the same spot twice?
Sure.
Okay, good. That's what I want to hear, because I'm going with the reigning defending Open Championship champion. Brian was on the fence, but I'm going Shane Lowry, okay. 7,900. He is obviously, they didn't play in 2020 here because of COVID, but I'm taking the reigning champ. And I am going to believe that lightning strikes twice, and maybe he walks away with a top finish.
How much is he?
7,900.
Okay, so very nice. You're starting to notice my money's going a little lower, but I was still able to get arguably the hottest golfer right now. Russell Henley is, in my opinion, the hottest golfer in the entire world right now. I know that's a huge thing to say, but my guy is on absolute fire. He's got 4 top 10s. It's made, what is that, 15 out of 20 cuts. He's only 7,200. And these last, I don't know, month and a half, he's always found himself in the top 20. I think he's absolutely money. I think he gets himself in the top 20 this week. And I think you guys are sleeping on the sleepers. What do you think, Brian? Who's your,
I don't mind that pick. I think he's a good player there. I don't know. how much experience he has over on that side of the pond. But I like it. I like it. I went same price point, 7,200. My bottom feeder is a guy that gets talked about all the time. European Ryder Cup, best putter in the world. You can't go against Ian Poulter. So I'm going to go Poults. Poults came in fourth last week at the Scottish Open, getting a tune up there. He's been top 50 since May in every event he's played. So I feel like, not a lot of money there at the end. I'm just hoping for, maybe a cup made and hoping for a top 25 there out of my last pick.
Great. I mean, that's a solid lineup. I'm a little jealous, but then again, I have mine, so not so much.
Very solid. With my last guy, I'm going to go with the guys quietly putting together some strong finishes. So he took an eighth place finish, a fifth place finish his last two starts. He has some very strong putting numbers, very improved around the green. That's Kevin Kisner. He's 6,900. I know he's not a household name, but I think there is potential with how he's playing lately. He has a lot of confidence, and we'll see how he gets them, on that side of the pond. But I'll take Kevin Kisner for 6,900. Giggity.
Nice.
Okay. So we're talking about household names. This is my last guy. I had to scroll down a little bit. I don't know if this is going to be a guy any of you guys have ever heard of before, familiar with, but that's all right.
I'm ready.
His name's Phil Mickelson.
Oh,
and
never heard of him.
He was at 7,500. We're talking about lightning striking twice. He already has one major win this year. Maybe he wins two majors this year. He's coming off a high from the match playing with Brady and Rogers, and America just loves Phil. He's a guy for the people, and he's a guy for me. So give me Phil Mickelson to round out my team at 7,500.
Okay. I guess I'll close it out. And obviously I think this is the biggest undervalued guy in the entire DraftKings. He's the best iron player on tour right now, and that's Corey Connors. He's 19 out of 24 in his cuts, and he's made 7 top 10s. I have never seen this guy at a price point higher than 8,600 in my life, and I don't understand why he continues to perform. He's the farthest thing from my bottom feeder. So I love Corey Connors. I think my lineup's absolutely stacked. And Brian, I don't know if you want to double down, and maybe we'll get 120 people at 1899, because I think I'm coming in first.
First, your boy Corey Connors. He's Ohio. I mean, he's Canadian, but he went to Kent State.
Oh yeah, yeah,
oh, I'd
yeah.
Love to hear that.
Yeah, Kent State boy. So
right down the road,
flavor there.
Right, nice. Best iron player on tour. But real quick, Brian.
Yeah, what's the wager? We need a wager.
Okay, dude.
Well, what are the terms? Because you're riding solo.
Yeah,
this, time.
This is a little unfair.
Do you want to pick one of our lineups to go against?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, that's you know what? Let's do. I don't think it's fair for me to just pick one of the lineups. Why don't we do a blind draw? And it's me and whoever I blind draw. One of the three. Ooh.
I like that. You want to run a quick Rochambeau? Whoever's the odd man out on rock, paper, scissors is the guy you play against.
Play with? You mean it, I play with?
Oh, so we'll go two on two?
Ooh, I like that.
Oh. Yeah, 2v2.
So whoever's the odd man out is on your team.
Yes.
So obviously we're going to – we've already kind of followed through. We've gave 1899 the shout out every podcast, but we'll give you 2 years advertisement.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But we gotta once I get a teammate, we'll figure out what we're gonna negotiate.
All right, perfect. You guys ready? We'll do it live. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Me and Brian.
Let's go.
Right. Me, you're a lucky man.
Let's get it.
But
at least it gives us some diversity on our team.
Yeah.
If I was a big tone, I would have the exact same team. I don't like that. I need some diversity.
right.
I appreciate I like that. Yeah. So yeah,
I like it. Let's get it.
We'll all come to terms. We'll bring JM into the conversation, and we'll on our next episode, we're going to announce the terms. I'm going to screenshot everything.
Can I throw out an idea for terms, and you guys can just completely edit this out if it sucks?
Oh no, here, run it.
If we win,
you
and me
Tone?
And Tone, how about something off the 1899 merch, maybe a t-shirt, and vice versa, Luck Changers podcast t-shirt coming your guys' way.
Ooh, a merch for merch.
Okay.
I like merch for merch. I like that. I like merch. I think, do we all play golf here? You guys play golf?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, you want
to we all do. Also, I will say the losing team has to caddy for the winning
Ooh.
Team.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay.
I Boom. Like that.
On air. Okay. I love that.
Okay.
Yeah. And we like can these. Live stream it. And
yeah.
I like these.
On TikTok. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very nice. I like that.
There Perfect.
I did. All right.
It's awesome. A deal, sir.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's on air. So
best of luck.
I guess me and Brian. Hey.
So
hey,
do
let's
we
a partner? Go.
Hey, so Let's to be go. Clear, we'll just add up the total scores, or are we adding, like, are we counting in oh, places, or how's that working?
That's a good. I was thinking it was just your highest.
No, let's just do our finish. Highest guy.
Okay.
Oh, so like whoever finishes as yeah, the top guy, yep. that's the winning team.
Yep,
that's like the winning it. Team. So even if, you got a guy, if you got dead wood, it's fine as long as your other guy.
Yeah, I like
okay.
that.
I like that a lot. Yeah,
draws. Yeah, that's
yep.
okay.
There we go.
But
okay. let's get it.
We're not here for consistency. We're here for home runs.
Yeah,
amen, brother.
Yes, sir.
We're looking guy. To cash. That's it.
Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah,
I like that. Let's do it.
Perfect. Yeah. So yep, it's on there. We're gonna stay in touch. But before we let you go. Give us a winner. Who's winning?
Oh, man. I mean, I got to stick with my squad. I'll say, I mean, he's probably in the top five, top 10 favorites, if I had to guess. I didn't look at the odds, but I'm sticking with JT. If I had to pick another guy in my squad, I actually think Paul Casey is just ripe to finally break through and win a major. I mean, the guy is unbelievable. He fought Colin out in San Francisco for the PGA two years ago. You know, he's been there a bunch and he's never gotten it done. So I'll go JT with a backup of Paul Casey.
I love that JT pick. He's due. I mean, he really is.
But, I agree. I mean, the guy's going to win. He usually wins two or three times a year and he's only, you know, he's had the one big win, but I don't know. I just feel like he's not being talked about a lot, and it's time for him to step up here.
Yeah, he's personally one of my favorite golfers. Just to watch his personality is fantastic. So, no, I love that pick. But, Brian, man, do we appreciate you more than anything. We love 1899. We love you and JM as people. We're so happy to have you on. Thank you so much. And, I mean, obviously, this isn't going to be the last time.
Okay. No, I appreciate it, guys. It's awesome. I was pumped when I got the invite, and I'm happy to come back anytime.
Nice.
Let's see how we do here. And at the bare minimum, when Big Tone's carrying my golf bag, we're going to have to live stream it.
Yes!
And,
my yes. guy. I got okay, AJ okay. on my bags. Oh, baby.
All right. Oh, I can't wait, sir.
Brian, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great night. Thank you again. We'll see you soon. We'll be in contact.
Thank Sounds good, so guys.
See Thanks,
you.
Brother.
See you, man.
Going,
man. Peace.
Man, one more time. Just shout out to 1899 Golf. Shout out to Brian. That was awesome. That was a good time. And I love the incentives. I can't wait for Nate to carry my clubs when we're out golfing. That's going to be so awesome to see. So, again, shout out to Brian. Thanks to everyone listening. It was a good little sode. It makes something that's fun more exciting. So I'm really looking forward to the final major this year and seeing how it plays out and whose DK comes above the rest.
I do want to give one shout out before we end things this evening, AJ. Yeah. So our guy came through 2 weeks in a row, brought big dick energy.
BD.
It was fire.
BDE.
This evening, he came through with the very first Luck Changers podcast merch.
Official.
Exclusive. Official. It has our credentials on it. We love it. Love to see it. So it might be something we'll figure out in the future here, but we'd love to see the merch.
DM us for details.
DM us for details for sure. That is a beautiful white hoodie with a black Luck Changers logo right on between the titties.
Yeah.
It is perfect.
I wanted the yellow, but it just wasn't in the books for me, maybe in the future. But for now, I went with the icy white. I like it. I like the way it turned out. So
yeah, we're going to be sporting them as a team. Obviously, you heard us in the interview with – not interview, but with Brian, who just – thank you so much for joining us again. We are doing maybe a little merch for merch. hopefully they sport that
bag
throughout their 1899. Obviously, the caddy situation. I didn't ask to be against my co-host and moderator. It's just it's how the fist rolled. And so me and Brian are going to be on a team. So how would that work in the end as far as merch goes?
Guess you're getting a LCP t-shirt if you lose, so that's cool. Guess you win either way.
Easy, yeah.
But you will be carrying.
I think I'm in a great spot.
You will be carrying my bags though, so that's interesting. But
which, for some reason, your golf bag is heavier.
Trash.
I mean, it feels like you're carrying a house in there.
Yeah, it's a big. It's trash. So you're the ultimate winner, but you're also the ultimate loser. So
also with Tone's bag, I know both are golf
it's
bags.
Thick.
Yeah,
Tone's
girthy
bag
bags.
It won't fit in the back of a Jeep.
Girthy bags coming your way. So hopefully, you guys don't catch the L on that one.
But I'm not sweating because I already said a million times I'm going to win.
Okay, I like it. I'm super pumped. I guess it's probably the most excited I've ever been for a golf event. I can't wait.
What about last?
That was really cool, but I feel like this even more so. I mean, it's potentially I could be carrying a golf bag for 9 to 18 holes. We should have disclosed that. Hopefully 9 holes.
I was hoping 36.
I thought we were going
driving range.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Driving range. So there's a lot on the line. So.
We're going to top golf. Yep. All right, we'll carry it.
Oh, we're going to 1899.
Yep, perfect.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, I'm pumped. Again, awesome. Can't shout them out enough. I'm looking forward to the partnership and the majors to come in the following years. I like the relationship we got with these guys. Awesome dudes just all around. So everyone check out the majors coming up this week. And obviously we'll post how it goes on our social medias.
Yeah. So it is super exciting that I guess we can officially announce somewhat of a partnership between Luck Changers Podcast and 1899 Indoor Golf. They're really good friends of ours. We're so lucky that they want to make time out of their days to come join us, even invite us to their home for the most part at Canton. Maybe we'll go check out Cleveland here soon. Maybe go to the Jack, have an episode there, go out to a Cleveland location. Who knows? But I love 1899, everything that's 1899 in the world. JM, Brian, they're fantastic. But other than that, I think what are we doing, AJ? We got closing duties.
We're closing out. So just to recap, again, we have game 4 tomorrow night. We have Tone, who's rocking with the over 220.5. We have Nate, who's rocking the Suns money line, which is plus 160.
Yes, sir.
Check out those bets anywhere you can if you're in the great state of Ohio. These are, you know, entertainment purposes only, of course. But big game tomorrow. Big majors this weekend to check out. And that's pretty much going to conclude what we got for everyone listening in this evening. Thank you to all listeners. We appreciate you and we love you.
Yeah, so for sure, keep an eye out on this major this week. We obviously have high implications on it. So if you listen, maybe write down our teams so you can keep track.
We'll post them.
Yeah,
we'll
do another.
You know Father Tone loves making those posters, so we'll get Father Tone on that for sure.
He's the GOAT.
He is the GOAT. He's goated for sure.
Go ahead, Tone. Go ahead. Spill your tea. How do you feel about you throwing out those beautiful, just
lovely
photogenic posters?
I will not be getting that out. I wish I could, but we'll find a way to post it.
We'll find a way.
I'll see what I can do.
We don't need anything fancy. Just throw our guys and, or you could use the same template if you have it saved, minus JM, and just throw me and Brian on the team.
I like it.
The enemy.
I'm the enemy. But other than that, yeah, go ahead, check out our golf or DraftKings picks. Watch golf this weekend. Watch the finals. This is a beautiful time for sports. We're so happy to be able to put out this content because I know a lot of you guys know that we are an NFL heavy podcast. We're also excited for college football, all things football for sure, but it is nice that year round we have something to discuss, and we are just super happy that you guys are staying tuned, listening to us. Even if you're listening to us now, we're grateful, blessed. We couldn't imagine how far we've come in this little of time, and it's an honor to have you guys listening. So we appreciate that more than anything. So if you are listening, by any chance you have not yet followed us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, those are all at Luck Changers Podcast.
Shoot us an email.
Yeah, hold on. We do have an email, correct?
We do, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so that is at luckchangerspodcast@gmail.com. If you have a question on a spread that night, a game that weekend, maybe a series, whatever you have a question on, or even something you want us to bring up on the show, shoot us an email about it. We will shout you out live on the show. You will get your credentials. We appreciate all the love you guys give us, so thank you so much. And if you're listening now and you're a fan now, hold on, because I think this ride's going to get pretty epic for the Luck Changers Podcast. So thank you guys so much. We're so grateful and appreciative. I can't express that enough. So everyone, for your host Nate, co-host Tone, and moderator AJ, we are the Luck Changers, and we are out.
Moderator out.
Peace.
Peace, I'm out of here.
Adios.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.